A new 3-metre-tall bronze statue stands on the lawn of the Museum of Contemporary Art. This is the new Neil Balnave's Tallawadulla lawn, commissioned by acclaimed British artist Thomas J. Price. The work, entitled Ancient Feelings, depicts a woman looking out over the harbour, an undeniably striking work sure to ignite some self-reflection. At least that's how I felt. To tell us more and to let me know if I'm on the right track, curator from the Museum of Contemporary Art, Megan Robson, joins us now. Hey, Megan, how are you going?
Thank you for having me. Early morning.
It is early, isn't it? Thank you so much for choosing to discuss art with us at these ungodly hours. What is the Neil Balnave's Tallawadulla Lawn Commission about? And you can pronounce that correctly for me if you'd like.
I certainly can. The Neil Balnave's Tallawadulla Lawn Commission is a new 3-year annual commission which will allow the MCA to invite Australian and international artists to create significant, large-scale new work for the Tallawadulla Lawn, which overlooks Wooreng Sydney Harbour. And it's an incredible gift to Sydney, the idea of fully funding a new commission by an artist, which will sit outside the museum, available 24 hours of the day, completely free. It's something incredibly special for Sydney audiences.
Indeed. So this is the first of a new multi-year series of public works, is it?
It is. So the very first one, as you mentioned, is by Thomas J. Price, Ancient Feelings, and that was only launched, just over a week ago, and will be up until April next year, and then we'll have the second edition going up in spring in 2026.
That's nice. Thomas J. Price has got some worldwide acclaim with their work.
He certainly has, and 2025 has been an incredible year for the artist. He's been working, on an incredible scale for the last 20 years, and making work in the public realm has been an important part of his practice during that time. But earlier this year, he's had major commissions in Florence. He had an incredible new work in Times Square. And, he culminates the year with this amazing new work in Sydney, Ancient Feelings in Sydney.
Excellent. So how did the connection with Thomas J. Price come about? You just thought, what a way to cap off what has been an imperial phase for my work to get involved with the MCA.
Well, public art is really interesting because it has a really long gestation period. These works take up to a year just to fabricate. So you're having conversations years in advance. And Thomas had been on our list for a very long time. He has two incredible works at the National Gallery of Victoria. And so Australian audiences have been introduced to his work before, but not necessarily in the public realm. And so we started having a conversation with Thomas a couple of years ago and invited him to put forward a proposal. And interestingly enough, Thomas actually came to Sydney on his own accord long before we had conversations with him about this particular commission, and came to the site of Tallawadulla Lawn. And, he was here, very briefly for 24 hours, and he was thinking, how amazing would it be to have a work on this site, and was thinking about this work. So it's sort of come full circle for him in many ways, because when the museum approached him about making a work, he was like, oh, well, I've got the perfect idea. I know exactly what I want to make.
That's great. So this one's titled Ancient Feelings. Do you dare sort of interpret what this artwork might mean and what it might be saying to the public?
Well, Thomas talks about this idea of ancient feelings is really a reflection on the kind of the emotions and stories that make up our histories. And the idea that, history is often represented as a kind of capital H history, major conquests and all sorts of other things. But it's really those individual stories and individual emotions that make up our experiences of history. And so he was really reflecting on that within this work. A lot of Thomas's works are about considering who's represented in public space and the stories that are told and valued and who's not represented. So in many ways, this work is a kind of a reflection on all of those incredible stories that, Wooreng Sydney Harbour have seen that haven't necessarily been told.
And you've got a program that runs alongside this artwork.
We do, yes. Well, because it's up for a very long time, it's a perfect opportunity to do a whole range of different things at the museum. So we have curator talks, where a curator will talk on, not just Thomas's work, but other major sculptural commissions. around the museum, including Ricky Swallow's incredible work on the sculpture terrace, which only opened a couple of months ago. We will have some incredible public artworks, art walks. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah, tell me about it. You're amongst friends with that one, Megan. Don't worry about that.
Some art walks, which are led by Tim Stackpole. And we'll have a range of other kind of talks and programs that reflect on, you know, public art and Thomas's commission.
The MCA is Australia's leading museum of contemporary art. Find out more about this work at mca.com.au. That's a really great job you've got for yourself there, Megan, curator at the MCA.
I know. I'm so lucky. Yeah.
I have to get you back on the show in the next little while to discuss how you went about your career and how you've gotten to this amazing point. And we'll do it in such a way where we'll find easy words to describe what we're trying to discuss.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you.
Megan Robson, their curator at the MCA. Check out that work there by Thomas J. Price on the MCA lawn. It's on display until April 2026.